Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءَ. It's not for everybody, it's not for 7 billion people, Muslims, they all claim that they are believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After 7 billion Muslims, how many are going to get into the Jannah? It's a big question mark. We have to pass through all these exams and tests and trials and tribulations of this dunya. And we have to cross the bridge of Sirat. Our amal will be scaled. And then, if we pass, then Allah will grant us the book of deed in right hand. Then you can enjoy and proclaim, I am successful. Until that point, until that moment, no one can guarantee that he is successful. Right? So we have to prepare and we have to try and starve until the last moment. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ. This is only the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah ta'ala grants this favor to whom He wish. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, through your a'mal, don't boast that I'm going to get entry into the paradise. I deserve it because I have done so many good actions. Allah has to grant me. I earn my Jannah. No, my brothers. And we have heard this very famous incident of Bani Israel, the person who had 500 years of the worship, 500 years, and not committed any sin during that period. He was boasting that I have 500 cash in my hand, I can purchase my Jannah. I have something in my hand, I can purchase my Jannah. When he was brought in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala said, how are you going to go to Jannah? He said, Ya Allah, I brought 500 years of ibadah. What else you need? Take my ibadah, give me Jannah. So Allah ta'ala said, okay, hold on. And told Jibreel alayhi salam, take him nearby the fire, nearby hellfire. Don't get let into the Jahannam, just pass through nearby fire. When he was taken to nearby, like 500 years away, the destination from the hellfire, he was passing through and he felt so much of heat, he couldn't take it. He became thirsty. And he asked Jibreel Islam, please give me some water. I'm going to die out of thirst. He said, nothing is free here. You have to pay for it. One glass of water, that's all he was asking for. That's all he needed, one glass of water. He said, what is the price? $10, $20? I have 500 of ibadah. Jibreel Salam said, here, the things are very expensive. One glass of water, you have to pay for it 500 years of your prayer. It's so expensive. He said, yes. Nothing is for free. So he said, I'm going to die. What if I die, what is my 500 of years of ibadah going to benefit me? Instead of that, let me survive. Let me purchase the water. At least I can drink and I can quench my thirst. He said, okay, take my 500 years of ibadah. Please grant me the glass of water. I cannot take any more. I am thirsty. So Jibreel Islam granted him a glass of water, he drank, he quenched his thirst. Then Allah Ta'ala said, oh, bring him back to me. He brought back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah Ta'ala asks, how are you to go into Jannah? You know, he was boasting. And now he's empty-handed. His all 500 years of the prayer, ibadah, worship, was gone in price of one glass of water. Just imagine, my brothers, since we were born until now, how much bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much gallons of water, how much gallons of air we have breathed already, we have drank, we have, you know, taken food every day. Are we have any hisab or reckoning of those bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you want to count the bounties and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not be able to do so. So, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no one will be able to enter through his ibadah. Don't boast on your ibadah. He said, even not you, Ya Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahabas. He said, not even me, although I am Habibullah, I am Rahmatulil Alameen, I am most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but I cannot boast because of my position and because of my nabuwat and risalat, I will be able to go in. Illa ayyatagammadani Allahu Rabbi. Unless my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show his mercy and envelop me in his mercy, and through his mercy only, I will be able to go into Jannah. ذَلَكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. So my brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us these few days and nights to prepare for hereafter. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrated, he said, سَمِيتُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ في خطبتي نقو ابدانكم بصوم شعبان. Purify your bodies through the fasting in the month of Shaban, لصيام رمضان, to prepare for the holy month of Ramadan. فما من عبد يصوم منه صلاة أيام إلا غفرت له ذنوبه. No one in during the month of Shaban, although it is a nawafil fasting, it is not compulsory fast. Compulsory fast only coming month of Ramadan, inshallah. We should make dua for that. But anyone will fast during the month of Shaban for 3 days. Any 3 days. 13th, 14th, 15th of Shaban, or every Monday and Thursday of Shaban. Fast. Don't single out only the fasting of 15th of Shaban. This is our culture now. This is becomes habit. We only fast on the 15th of Shaban. And rest of the month we don't fast. There is no hadith approve it that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fasted or Sahaba fasted only on the 15th of Shaban. We have to understand the difference. He did not only fast, or he did not order Sahaba to fast only on the 15th of Shaban. Don't make that day special day of Shaban. Rather, the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast during the month of Shaaban as many days as possible. And Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast the whole month of Shaaban. Therefore, in one of the sayings, it is said that the Shaaban is the month of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He used to make so much effort during the month of Shaaban to prepare himself during the month of Ramadan, for the month of Ramadan. Here, Hazrat Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala an, the son of adopted son of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Zayd, he said, "Kuntu ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, lam araka tasum ashara min suhuri ma tasum min Shaban." I observed that you are fasting during the month of Shaban so many days that I did not see you fasting in any other month of the year. What is the wisdom? What is the reason behind it? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, ذَلِكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفَلُ النَّاسُ عَنْهَا بَيْنَ رَجَبَ وَرَمَضَانَ. This is the month which comes between Rajab and Ramadan, and most of the people are unmindful. They don't pay attention. They just let it pass, this month of Shaban, because they are preparing for Ramadan. They are getting ready for Ramadan. That's why they don't care about the Shaban. Most of the people don't fast during the Shaban because they say month is ahead, we have to fast anyway. So they just get busy with the preparation of Ramadan. He said, this is why I am fasting during the month of Shaban. Another reason Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is given for fasting during the month of Ramadan, وَهُوَ شَهْرٌ تُرْفَعُ فِيهِ الْأَعْمَالُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This is the month of Shaban, in which our actions, our deeds, go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Annual report, like IRS time today, everybody is filing IRS. The whole year, whatever he has earned, he has to show to the IRS, annually. So our A'mal annually, whatever we have done, it is all presented in this month. The month of Shaban is the month of IRS for the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. He's going to take the reckoning of the whole year. Then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, Turfa'u fihil a'malu ila rabbil alameen, because during this month of Shaaban, our actions are presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأُحِبُّ أَنْ يُرْفَ عَمَلِي وَأَنَا صَائِمٌ. So I wish, I like, I prefer that when my book of deed has been presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I should be in state of fasting. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask, angel, that how you found my servant, you brought his book of deed. So angel will bear witness, Ya Allah, we were collecting his amal, and we came to you, and we found him, he was fasting for you. So that will be good, you know, record for me, that I must present my amal with my fasting condition. So that was the two reasons Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned fasting during the month of Shaaban. We should adopt this Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and as many days during the Shaaban, we should fast. Don't miss any Salah during the month of Shaaban. Prepare for Ramadan. Rehearsal, practice, any show, any event, when we have to do, we prepare month ahead for wedding, for anniversary, whatever, you know, we prepare for ahead of time. So when event comes, we are prepared and ready and everything organized, we don't miss anything. That's why for the month of Ramadan, if you practice and fast during the month of Shaaban, it will become our habit. And then for the Ramadan, it will be easy for us to fast and stay hungry, and we can benefit more. So increase your ibadah during the month of Shaaban, increase your salah during the month of Shaaban, and increase the tilawat of the Quran. Ulama Ikram used to say, Shaaban is the month of Qurra. This is the month of Qurra. The people used to, you know, complete the Quran so many times during the month of Shaaban in order they can welcome the month of Ramadan in which the Holy Quran was revealed. May Allah give us tawfiq for that. We should take advantage of these days and nights, the Mubarak nights of the Shaaban, and we should prepare and spend the days and night in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhudu alhamdulillah.